Hello, music lovers. This is Tom Morin thanking you for joining us here on the Vinyl Classics program, an exclusive feature here at EastLAReview.com. For this session, we have a truly magnificent album for your listening pleasure. This album is called The Original Hole in the Wall, recorded by a group called The Packers. It was released on the Pure Soul Records label and was recorded in stereo. So let's listen to side one. Welcome back. You just heard side one. From the top, the first song was Hole in the Wall. After that, you heard There's No Tomorrow. The next song is called Pure Soul. Next, we heard Goodness, Goodness. We also heard Heading Home. And we finished that side with Sweet Grapes Part 1. The Packers were an incredibly talented six-man group, and these incredible musicians were Packy Axton, Leon Haywood, Steve Cropper, Donald Duck Dunn, Al Jackson, and Booker T. Jones. To quote from the liner notes, the whole idea for this album, starting with the single Hole in the Wall, was conceived by a master craftsman and one of the nation's leading disc jockeys, the magnificent Montague. Montague has been working on this idea for 2 years. He carefully selected everything from the songs to each individual musician himself. So let's listen to side two of this magnificent album.
Thank you.
What you just heard on side two from the top was Hollywood Baby, Go Head On, Hopping John, I'm Converted, Sweet Grapes Part 2, and Cheerio O. It sure was cool to find this album and to bring it to you. When Magnificent Montague released this album in 1965, he had put a lot of heart and soul into it for sure. Magnificent Montague was the most popular disc jockey on the most popular rhythm and blues station in Los Angeles, KGFJ. It was his slogan, Burn Baby Burn, which unfortunately helped to fan the flames of the 1965 Watts riots, earning Magnificent Montague a spot in the history books for sure. This is Tom Morin. And I gotta tell you, it was a real privilege to share this album with our listeners. Thank you for joining us here at the Vinyl Classics program, an exclusive feature found only at eastlareview.com.